Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. So what happens when you feel creatively blocked? I know there are plenty of wonderful books and courses to help work through blocks if you're a writer or an artist. I just want to touch on some things that I've found helpful, and I also want to add that I'm not only wanting to speak to people involved in particular creative projects or vocations, specific ones, but anyone who feels like they're having trouble getting inspired enough or clear enough to act in a way that is creative, that has the power to create, to be constructively productive, so to speak. So there's a couple of important ideas I want to share about this. The first being one that I know I've mentioned in other podcasts. It's one of my themes because I see that it has the ability to drag us down. And when we give it up, then it moves us forward. It opens us up. And that's judgment. When we are feeling less than creative or full of imagination and good ideas, let go of the self-judgment. That only keeps us stuck in the limited mind, and that's the last place you're going to find room for ideas to bloom and reveal themselves. You're not failing at your intention. You're not doomed to be without a spark of inspiration. You're not in a place of pressure and simply out of ideas or depleted or stale or irrelevant in your field of endeavor. Just knock that crap off. It's self-judgment, and it's a beast, but it's not a real threat. The way to see through it also leads to my second point, is to be aware that it is self-judging self. It's an ego activity that's involved in the sense of doubt and putting a weight of significance upon a mind that's not capable of seeing the forest for the trees. The judging self is one that doesn't have love in it, so it doesn't have truth in it. God is love and truth, and He is also the creator. So give up the judgment, or maybe a better way to say it is to stop legitimizing the judgment and justifying your self-doubts as somehow being valid. As we do that, we begin lifting the block, dissolving it, and moving toward freedom for ourselves and more completely as we remember also that the creator is still creating. In the sense that He is still endlessly revealing creation through us and to us. So there's no end to ideas because they really don't originate in some little brain, but in this infinite mind, a one that we have access to immediately when we release that small mind that doesn't have the power to the mind that is God, full of power, ready to share its brilliance with you. And lovingly actually to allow you to take credit for it, by being the grateful recipient and actively expressing those wonderful ideas from the Creator. So here's my best example. I write poetry and songs. I've done this for years, and I feel like I really need to do more of it. I feel kind of out of practice. So I decided, my ego decided, that it was time to write some really great stuff again. So I sit down to do it. And one day, I stare at a blank page, get impatient, and go do something else. So another day, I tell myself, you have 2 minutes now, write, for God's sake. Except I didn't do it for God's sake, I did it for my sake. And this time, I write all right, but it's horrible. It's trite, it's uninteresting, it's totally forgettable. I bore myself when I'm reading it. It's just bad. Okay, so that was will. Not willingness or inspiration. It was human pushing and not yielding to God. So it wasn't very good. And the first thing I want to do is say I'm blocked. Maybe always. Maybe I got the poetry out of my system years ago and now I don't have the muse anymore. But I decide then to step out of the judgment. So first of all, the first thing is to celebrate the fact that I've started to practice writing again, which is a good thing. Getting in the habit of doing it means it feels less like a chore when I do and becomes progressively more free, like anything we practice. But even more so, I realize that the forcing things isn't allowing things. And when it comes to creativity, it feels to me it's much more about allowing the muse, God's inspired idea, to take us on a ride to a result that is not about telling the muse what to do and trying to manipulate it. It's more about, that would be building something maybe, but it's not really creative. It's not inspired, and it's probably going to be as boring and uncompelling as the poems that I made myself write. So on another day of following this trial and error and the revelation that I wasn't to judge it, but to be happy that I at least, you know, got rid of the resistance to trying to write, then I sat down with my pen with another purpose in mind. I was actually just reflecting on some choices I had had to make and to decide on, and I thought it would be the right time to pray about it since I wasn't getting any clarity, and then to use my pen as a medium to hearing and documenting what I heard, which I do often. It was meant to be a sort of active reflection, a stream of consciousness thing where I'd kind of get some ideas out on the page and figure out where I was going. But as I turned to God and listened, I got some wonderful answers and assurances about the issue I was seeking. At the same time, a poem was clearly revealed, kind of had a beginning, middle, beautiful end. I didn't intend to write a poem, but there it was. God gave me my answer and my poem. I wasn't seeking the poem. I was seeking God. And in letting him speak, I had my voice back. Now, everything isn't always going to operate just that way, but I really believe that the more we remember the source, trust God's timing and abundant ideas, the more the right and beautiful expressions make themselves known. They just appear. Not all of us call it God, but I think many artists of all kinds are yielding to something other than themselves in their work. The good ones. I've heard fashion designers say, I let the fabric speak to me. Now, is that God? Well, not really, but it's allowing what is being presented to them to define itself creatively to them rather than forcing things to bend to a willful sense of what must be. So that's kind of yielding to a divine power, I think, and to the moment, which is also God. Visual artists are the same way. I have to say, I just love these classic Michelangelo quotes. He's a great sculptor of the Pietà and the David and the painter of the Sistine Chapel. So he's a couple of things that I just love. One of them is he said, every block of stone has a statue inside it, and it is the task of the sculptor to discover it. So discover, not create. He also said this, I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. Man, that's so beautiful. Yielding to discovery, he created pieces that were absolutely stunning. And he absolutely knew that he wasn't the creator. It freed him up to be creative, to be an active participant in God revealing his amazing work to the world. And I see this again as being in any productive endeavor for which we feel personally responsible and maybe stymied. It's that personal sense of it that's the block, really. A recognition of a higher source and a deeper well at hand, then we find we are a part of discovery, not a burdened creator. And even that already makes us lighter and more ready to hear, to write, to make, to move gracefully and gratefully. So I can't help but share a poem by Michelangelo. He was also a major poet. You can tell by the quotes, actually. And this one was translated by William Wordsworth. If you're not into Renaissance sonnets, you can cut out of the program right now, but I'd invite you to give this a try because I think it might inspire you. It's called To the Supreme Being. The prayers I make will then be sweet indeed if thou, the Spirit, give by which I pray. My unassisted heart is barren clay which of its native self can nothing feed. Of good and pious works, thou art the seed which quickens only where thou sayest it may. Unless thou show to us thine own true way, no man can find it. Father, thou must lead. Do thou Then breathe those thoughts into my mind, by which such virtue may in me be bred, that in thy holy footsteps I may tread. The fetters of my tongue do thou unbind, that I may have the power to sing of thee and sound thy praises everlastingly. Thanks again so much for listening. I'd like to help you out if you want to explore your creativity some more. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com if you want to schedule a coaching session or just talk to me a little bit. Check out my webpage at beingfreenow.com. And we'll see you next week.